Good morning, and welcome again to my humble abode, and praying, believing for bigger things, even to the point where you cannot contain God's blessing. Amen. The Bible said that He will bless you that you can't even contain it. And I believe that for us. I believe that for every one of us. It's amazing to take this time with you, just to share with you some testimonies, and I'm going to get a couple of them in today because. Yesterday, the time went so quick, and I just want to make sure that I'm able to encourage you this morning. I think that the thing that I shared yesterday, I believe this week we're talking about San Diego, was that we started going, and then the first time I rented everything, it was very expensive. It was like $700 for a little conference room and the hotel, and then the flight. It put me on like $1,200-$1,300, but we did not have a place for the second time I was coming. So I was believing that the people that we mentioned and that we talked to and everything, excuse me, apologize for sneezing in your air, but this is live. So what can you do? And so I believe that the people that came the first time, maybe one of them would open up something. In fact, one of them mentioned that at one time. And this is about going out there. This is about believing God's going to do it. I knew God was calling me back for a second time to San Diego. And this is what God does. The minute I was about to press the advertisement and send the contract, I already signed it, back to the hotel to spend another $1,200, $800 in travel and everything. The minute I was about to do that, my phone rang. And it was Pastor Billy Preston, one of the churches out there, one of the people that visited, that was her pastor. And they wanted to host us, and we picked a date that was good for them. And I didn't have to pay for anything but my travel to go there and my expenses at the hotel that I normally pay anyway. I just count that as a cost of doing the work that we do. And let me show you what happened. This is what happened. This I'm about to show it to you right now. And there goes. Over 500 people were waiting for me when I arrived that morning. The church was really long. It was about 500 people that were there. And when I arrived that evening, and arriving there was no joke. Arriving there at this place, let me tell you, when I started on our journey, my friends wanted to stop at and eat my ride from Los Angeles or from Moorhead Los Angeles all the way to San Diego. It's typically about an hour, 15 minutes at best. But that day, there was traffic everywhere. It was the first spring day, and everybody was on the 405. Everybody was on the 10. Everybody was on the 110. And they're just trying to get to where we have to go to get to San Diego. We couldn't even get out of Los Angeles for a couple hours. And then we had to drive to San Diego. But I had friends praying. It was a miracle. You know, when you start that app and it starts to guide that you use, it was red all the way down to San Diego. It said we're not going to arrive till 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, and then I had friends praying from Hawaii. I had friends praying from Africa. I had friends praying from all over the country. All my prayer friends. I just start texting them. I start saying, "Hey, come on, pray. You need to pray. Hey, pray. Hey, pray." I kept doing that until I reached everyone in my contact, from Messenger to my phone to my friends that I just know personally, that are my prayer partners. And everybody said, "You're going to make it. You're going to make it." And nothing was changing. It was still red on the drive app. It was just still red. And I'm like, "Lord, how can I get there? How can I get there? This is the only way, unless I take a helicopter or a flight, which take hours to do that anyway, to arrange that, which I don't have the funds for." And then I got a text from my good friend. Excuse me, my throat's going a little crazy here. I got a text from a very good friend, Pastor Jack. Pastor Jack just texted Jack Wells, texted me from Louisiana. And he just, and I could just hear his Louisiana accent in that little text, and that is this. He said, "Don't worry, you're going to get there." He goes, "You're going to get there. Don't worry. It's okay. It's done." He said, "It's done. You got to do God's work tonight. You have to preach to these people. God ordained this day for you to do this. The devil's just fighting you. It's going to happen. It's done. Don't you worry. It's done. So when I put that belief in, and I just received it, because I mean, everyone was praying, everybody was sending encouraging words, but that word just gave me that umph, like, this is going to happen. So what I did was say, Lord, I receive that in Jesus' name. I receive it. And do you know what happened? Let me tell you. Literally, that red became yellow. And we go, I said, amen, Lord, it's starting to change. That 5-hour drive became a 2-hour drive. Then I'm like, still, Lord, we still need a little bit more. And I don't know how, I don't know when, but it turned green. And it gave us, we're only 20 minutes from the location, only God. So from red to yellow, traffic's moving now, we're driving. That drive, we got there within 5 minutes before the service started. I went and grabbed a shirt real quick out of the back just to throw it on. I had to go in jeans. I just threw a nice shirt on, and I went to go. Had a restroom downstairs that I could use to change. Got ready, fixed my hair, brushed my teeth. Boom, right back up. Going up the stairs. There's this long stairs going up. I don't know if you've been to San Diego or if you live in San Diego. A lot of hills in San Diego. So the church was built on a built of an incline. And I went up the long stair, big old staircase, cement stairs all the way up to the church. I walked to the church. And again, this happened. Over 500 people there waiting for me. 500 people. How many people that I had the first time? Yesterday I told you, 37. We counted everyone. The first service I ever had in San Diego. The next year we had, and this was in, I believe, 2019, 500 people. So I'll go up to the pastor. He even arrived later and to me, and he pulled up and he goes, "I'm Pastor Billy." I go, "Oh, Pastor Billy." He looks like Robert De Niro. He does. He gets all happy. We call him and say, "Hey, you look like Robert De Niro." Anyway, we talked for a little bit. I hugged him. I said, "Man," I said, Pastor, I love your church. It's amazing. These people are so excited. He looked at me and let me get my picture so I can get this back. He looked at me and he goes, "My people? My church?" He goes, "You like it?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "These people are not my people." I'm like, "What? These people over here, the praise and worship and the people that catch, the prayer team that you need it, you know, the people that catch people when they fall, the prayer team need it, that's my people." He goes, "I told my church not to come to service tonight because God told me that he was going to fill the place up." And do you know, he goes, "And those people," they point like that, "those people all came to hear you preach tonight." From 37 people to filling up a whole church of 500 people. That's how much his church held is 500. And you look at what God did. It was amazing. So many people got healed. There was a man that for some reason, he kept getting hurt wherever he worked and everything. When he was young, he got hit by a bus. When he was older, he fell off a building while he was working. And when he was in like a child, I think he ran over by a car or something. Anyway, this man, I think we need to pray for his eyes because a lot of things that were happening, he just kept hurting. But we prayed for him and his entire body was healed. No broken bones, no pains in his body. He could not walk right. He walked right. He stood up. His back was straight. His hands were better. Instantly got healed of 500 people. And then the lady who had been suffering with pains in her stomach and just pains in her inner parts of her body healed instantly. She was jumping up and going crazy. God had touched her. She was too excited. I said, "Just let her jump, you know, let her jump." And then amazing testimonies. Then the next day we came back, and there's more testimonies I can share on that. But the next morning, we come back to have service for their service that they have, their Sunday morning service. And I'm going to preach at their church service. Their church people were there. Well, guess what? the 500 people came back with more people, and the place was packed again. And the stairs, those big old stairs, I wish I took a picture of those stairs. Next time I go back to Billy's church, I'm going to take a picture of the stairs. It was packed with people, and they put speakers outside. And all the way down, you just see a cascade of people. Oh, God is good. Again, look what God does. Now, that was a hope and faith and trusting that God was sending me back out there. That's, and look, God has a work there for us. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we believe right now your miracle working power is here, that your anointing is here, that your power is here, that you're going to change things that need to be changed right now. Father, we believe that healing is happening. We believe that miracles are abound. Father, we believe deliverance is here for their families in Jesus' mighty name. We just call it forth, done right now. I rebuke you, devil, from these people's lives right now. I rebuke you, spirit of infirmity. I cast you out. Blindness, I command you to leave. Deaf spirit, I command you to leave. Your blind spirit, I command you to leave right now. Leukemia healed in Jesus' mighty name. Healed in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Again, I forget to put the there it is. I started talking. I forgot to put these things. There's my website. Visit us if you can. God bless you. Again, remember to sign up for this. We'll at least let this go for a scroll at least. And, you know, God is good. He's gonna change things. The reason I'm sharing these things about all these miracles are happening because I want you to be encouraged. We all fight the fight of faith. We all walk the walk of faith. We all stand for God. We just believe that it's done and it's going to be done. But sometimes we need a word of encouragement. These 10 minutes we spend with me, you're going to help change and shape your life in some more fashion. I hope I'm putting into you that you can get something from God. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you next time on the next broadcast, which is tomorrow. God bless.